Well, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has met with Pope Leo at the Vatican in what's been viewed as a bid by the White House to ease tensions between the pontiff and the president. The meeting comes just days after President Trump unleashed new criticism of the first American pope, claiming the pope's views on foreign policy were endangering Catholics, and that the Pope was, quote, fine with Iran having a nuclear weapon. Pope Leo quickly dismissed this as untrue. The Vatican has issued a statement saying that Marco Rubio and the pontiff exchanged views on the world situation and spoke about the need to work tirelessly in favour of peace. Francis Rocca is Vatican editor of EWTN News. He joined me earlier. Francis Rocca, this meeting comes at what many have described as an unprecedented low in relations between the Vatican and the White House. Do you think it has helped to strengthen that relationship?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there were positive images of Marco Rubio, the U.S. Secretary of State, and of the Pope together. The communiques from both sides were, you know, positive. I mean, the U.S. Talked about a shared commitment to promoting peace and human dignity. The Vatican talked about a shared commitment to fostering good bilateral relations. There were no signs of discord, of particular discord. So I think, you know, I think that the wild card in this, as in so many other cases, is Trump himself. I mean, the Vatican certainly doesn't want to continue this spat, and I'm sure Marco Rubio doesn't either.
Where does the relationship between the Vatican and the White House sit in modern politics, strategy, and religion? How do you see it, Francis?
Well, I think the United States has had formal diplomatic relations with the Holy See since the 1980s. And I think, you know, it's a very unusual relationship because the Holy See doesn't have a territorial nation state with an army or anything. But the Vatican has, aside from moral authority and a kind of voice that many people listen to, it has a very large and very sophisticated diplomatic network. And I think has provided a lot of information. Has occasionally played the role of intermediary, for example, with Cuba under the Obama administration. They tried to play that role with Venezuela and Trump, but they didn't succeed. I think now there's also the fact that the Pope is an American, speaks English, and can be heard by people in the United States directly, not through interpreters. And so his statements probably carry even more political weight than normal, even among non-Catholics.
We know that Secretary of State Marco Rubio is Catholic. Vice President J.D. Vance is also Catholic. Do we know to what extent faith plays a part in their lives?
Well, I can't speak for them. I think, you know, Vance is converted and has written a book that will be coming out next month about his conversion to Catholicism. Politically, it's a factor. I mean, Marco Rubio has written and talked about how Catholic faith has influenced his thoughts about public policy and kind of a third way, which is not necessarily purely capitalist, but also takes into account Catholic social teaching. And he's, you know, so that may, if he runs for president to succeed Trump, as he will likely will, and so will J.D. Vance, and those issues might come up.
What do we know about the importance of the Catholic Church in the electoral map of the United States? Donald Trump won a significant percentage of the Catholic vote in 2024. How important does it seem that the White House regards the Catholic vote in the elections going forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's more than 60 million people. It's significant. I mean, the Catholic vote tends to mirror the overall vote of the general population when you're talking about broadly about self-identified Catholics. So it's not that one person wins them all or loses them all. The question is more conservative Catholics, theologically conservative Catholics who are more observant tend to be more politically conservative as well. So the question is whether Trump has lost many of them from his friction with the Pope. Well, that has to be seen. It remains to be seen. The first polls show that it did not benefit him at all. My sense, which is just an impression, is that people are getting used to it, as with many things that Trump does that are outrageous at the beginning and then people get used to them. I think probably in the end, people will vote on the usual grounds of the economy and certain policies that they want to see or not see. And I think a lot of conservative Catholics will probably still continue to vote for Trump. But whether they will come out or not in the midterm elections later this year is another question.
The president angered some Christians in the US last month when he posted an AI-generated image of himself, which appeared to resemble Jesus Christ, which he later deleted. What do you make of some of the religious language and imagery that this administration seems to deploy on some occasions?
Yeah, I think that that's an important point. I think he clearly screwed up there from a political point of view, and he recognized that, which is why he deleted the image, as you say, and then said that it was because he was pretending to be a doctor and that it wasn't Jesus, which no one believed. But I think he realized that really, and it didn't only offend Catholics, of course, it offended Christians of all kinds. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a large part of his support is evangelical Protestant Christians. So, yeah, that's an important factor, certainly.
How do you view Pope Leo's handling of these disagreements with the White House over the past few months?
He started out in the first few months, he was very, very quiet. And in fact, I called him the quiet American. That changed very much. That changed very much in last fall. He started to criticize the Trump administration's policies on migration enforcement. And then he started talking about foreign policy, Venezuela, Greenland, and then, of course, with the Iran war. I think he knew, he must have known that he was making, in effect, political statements, and he must have been expected Trump to lash back sooner or later. I think his response to Trump has been measured. He has shown, as he said, I have no fear of the Trump administration. And he has shot back. Even this week, when Trump said that he wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon, he said that's not true. But I think he signaled that he doesn't want to keep fighting. So he's shown that he's tough, but not belligerent.
How much does the relationship between the US and the Vatican, how much can that have knock-ons for the United States' relationship with Europe more broadly?
Well, that's a good question. I suppose certainly in the case of Italy, where Marco Rubio tomorrow is going to be meeting the Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni, she felt the need to come out and support the Pope when Trump criticized her. And that really irritated Trump. You know, he said that she was lacking in courage, and he really rebuked her. So I think to a great extent, the Pope just automatically as a figure is treated at least formally with respect in Europe. So I think the better the relations are with him, that will have a spillover effect, and certainly in the case of Italy, which has been an important ally for the Trump administration.
Thank you, Francis. So good to have you on the show this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sally.